Jeff Woods from Custom Fit joins us once again. Jeffrey, how are you?
Very good, Mr. Greger. How are you?
Excellent. I want to discuss a few different things today. It is warm. It's the summertime again. A lot of people were talking, hydration, something in the summertime. But how our body cools itself when we get hot from working out. Should people be concerned about working out, or isn't it better because it's hotter and your muscles are more relaxed?
Well, good point. A couple of those things are certainly a serious consideration. But a few things to take into account. First, your normal body temperature sits around 37 degrees Celsius, which is about 98 Fahrenheit. And for each one of us, Greger, it varies a little bit, maybe by a degree or two. Now, your body temperature can raise when you're sick or ill, or when you start to exercise and generate heat internally. And so it could go up maybe between 100 Fahrenheit and 107, which is really quite warm. So under normal room conditions, at 21 degrees, it would be really hard in the gym to work out for a long time that intently, where you could cause severe overheating problems. But as you go outside, there's other considerations because the temperature gets up, and the temperature where it gets kind of dicey and kind of dangerous and people should be sort of concerned is kind of 28 degrees. And I can talk more about that. I've got a few other things later. But as your body temperature goes up, we have a built-in thermostat. It's called the hypothalamus, and it senses a rise in temperature in our body, and it sends a signal to the sweat glands to lubricate the skin with sweat. So when that happens, and provided the air temperature is right, the air passes over our body, evaporating the sweat, and that's what cools us.
Okay. Now, you mentioned 28 degrees, that's where it becomes the concern. What about the humidity factor?
Okay. You hit it right on the head. That is the number one environmental concern for all athletes, or even for laborers, for people that would be working outside, construction, that sort of thing. So when you've got a high amount of humidity, moisture in the air, okay, and you start to sweat, that humidity doesn't allow the evaporation process to take place. So the cooling doesn't take place. So as a result, our core body temperatures start to go up. And they can get quite high. So, again, talking about that 103 or 104 degree temperature, not uncommon in that scenario. It's just like having a high fever and being sick. So the things that people should look out for if you're outside and you start to feel warm, the symptoms of overheating or some heat disorder might be a headache, nausea, chills. You might feel a little tingling on your skin or maybe even some cramps. Now, if you feel any of that, the first thing you should do is let your ego go, get out of the hot environment, find some shade, get some water going, because all of that could lead to things that are more severe, like a heat rash, heat cramps, heat exhaustion, perhaps. And the very most serious thing when we're exercising outside could be a heat stroke. So you'd need some medical attention for that, and maybe even a saline drip to rehydrate yourself. And the other thing with the heat stroke, Greger, is this. If you have a heat stroke once, you are more likely and much higher risk to get it again. So you want to try and avoid it at all costs.
When if you're getting to that temperatures are high and, you're overheating and everything like that, is there a quick way to cool down?
Yes. And here's the thing. So if you had ice packs, for example, close. And if let's say you're running in some sort of race, most race directors will have a medical tent or station, and getting ice on your wrists where you've got blood circulating, or onto your neck, or even like a cold water tap, like a hose, and run the water over your wrists where you've got blood circulation going through those main arteries, it will reduce your temperature at a much faster rate. If you can sort of put it on those sites.
Now, with that temperature, because hot yoga, there's some that are 30, 35 degrees, is it because the activity isn't getting your heart rate up why it's not a concern?
Well, no, I mean, that is certainly a concern with hot yoga. And here's the thing, it's more just the way that they do that style of yoga. And your body will acclimatize, but, you know, for anybody who's never done the hot yoga, you should do less time. You may only have to go in for 15 minutes or 30 minutes. Let your body acclimatize. And then the next time you go to that style of yoga where it's hot, then you can work on going a little bit longer. But as far as exercise goes, there's no need for your body to be that warm to perform yoga or any other exercise for that matter, because what happens is that you start to lose moisture in your blood. Your blood volume goes down. The blood gets a little bit thicker. It can't get blood to the skin, which helps the cooling process. It elevates your heart rate. So you're just working harder unnecessarily because your heart just can't ship oxygenated blood to working muscles fast enough because it's thick and the volume is down.
Now, you know, one of the theories hot yoga, though, is, you know, you sweat more, you know, it's kind of a, you know, it clears out your pores and everything like that. So obviously, you know, it's good. Now, when you get the, because I know a lot of people will tell me, man, when it's a little bit warmer outside, I feel I have a better workout. Is that strictly because their body's probably just warmer than they usually are when they're working out?
There's no question. That's part of it. And it's certainly important to get your muscles warm. But I can tell you this, 28 degrees Celsius, that's when things, like, it starts to get hot. And again, like, for performance, they looked at marathon runners, for example, and for marathon runners who had the best results for time, the temperatures were more or closer to between 5 to 8 degrees Celsius.
Really?
Nowhere close. Oh, yeah. Because what happens when we get into the higher temperatures, just like your car, when your car overheats, it certainly doesn't run very well, does it? Well, your body's no different. And for all the reasons I just mentioned, as your body temperature goes up, working muscles are competing for blood, your skin is competing for blood, and your performance actually starts to go the other way. So there is an optimum temperature to work out. And regardless of what you're participating in, cooler temperatures are better for performance.
What about, I think it's called hypothalamus. Is that the correct theory? What does that work for cooling the body temperature down? Is that the right term?
Well, the hypothalamus is your body's built-in thermostat.
Okay.
So the hypothalamus senses when your core temperature is going up, and it helps to regulate how you sweat and how your body cools. So now, if you're talking about hypohidrosis for people who can't sweat, that is a condition where they have inactive sweat glands, and those individuals are at great risk of overheating. And so people that have, for example, multiple sclerosis, or they might have some sort of kidney dysfunction, they might have problems with inactive sweat glands and might not be able to tolerate heat very well.
And hydration, obviously key then, I'm guessing, at this time of year?
Well, this time of year, my friend, is probably the most important thing. So if you're out, be taking in and you're working in the heats that are 28 degrees and above, and you're running, for example, or even if you're playing soccer with the kids, really important to take in about 50 mils every 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeff, always good stuff, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Gregor.